Now that the Confederacy of Texting Dunces that is the Orange County Board of County Commissioners is finally going to face a long overdue investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, it's as good a time as any to point out what we already know. Our local officials are not the most honest people, nor are the low-paying corporate overlords that they so gleefully exchange girl talk with. Tuesday's official statement on the matter from Mayor Teresa Jacobs, which came on the heels of a teacher and former political hopeful Sean Ashby filing an official complaint with State Attorney Jeff Ashton, indicated that the mayor is now in support of an independent review of the evidence that she and her cohorts violated state and county laws by seeking, then deleting, electronic marching orders from lobbyists and Republican Party officials. The public deserves and expects transparent Orange County government, the mayor's statement read. She's saying it again. But just last month in court on a separate civil suit, the county fumbled its way through arguments that it was just fine combing through the deleted cell phone records on its own, no matter how non-transparent the outcome of multi-party defendant-managed evidence could be. And from the public records that have managed to see the light of day, it's clear that the county's script intentions on the petition's sick time measure were to cynically buy time until the state could write legislation limiting public input into their own governance. That's the kind of politics the county really thinks you deserve.